With the Massachusetts Department of Public Health reporting 18 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Berkshire County as of Thursday, attention has been focused on the region's main hospital, Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield. Berkshire Health System's Director of Media Relations, Michael Leary, spoke with WAMC Friday morning about the status of quarantine staff members, increasingly limited medical supplies, and the facility's testing capacity.
I would describe testing capabilities, if you're talking about the drive-through testing, which is the more kind of public-facing testing, I would describe that as being not just limited at Berkshire Medical Center, but as we're seeing, it's becoming, even though you're seeing more drive-through facilities or temporary facilities opening, it's becoming more challenging nationwide, because the reality is there are only so many swab kits out there, and hospitals are certainly trying to keep up with the demand, but that's becoming more challenging every day.
Under what circumstances should folks come to try to get tested? Like, what's the criteria people should have in mind before they come to swarm the drive-in?
So the first thing is, you don't just drive in. You're not allowed to just drive up and drive through. That's not what the testing is for. Secondly, if you are asymptomatic, meaning you have no symptoms, you absolutely should not be tested. You should not even ask about being tested. It will do more harm than good. If for some reason you were able to obtain a provider order to get tested and you have no symptoms whatsoever, and provided that you haven't had some type of potential exposure, that is, you're only doing this because you're the worried well. The reality is that it's very likely your test result will come back negative, and that you could still get the virus a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months later. We absolutely are saying if you are not showing symptoms, you should not be tested. The other thing is, if you're tested, you're being asked to stay home in self-isolation until the test results come back. And these test results could take anywhere from 2 to 4 days right now until that is becoming more widely available, which it has not at this time. The testing is still being done out of Boston by the DPH and at a private lab that's in California. So we are telling people, if you are not symptomatic, don't call your doctor's office and ask to be tested, because there's really no reason for you to be tested.
I've heard a lot of reports from everyone from Ed Markey to the Nurses Union about limited supplies at BMC. Can you characterize exactly the state of supplies at the hospital at this point?
As of today, our supplies are okay. As I have said, supplies are becoming more limited nationwide. I want to stress that this is not just Berkshire Medical Center. There are thousands and thousands of hospitals and providers across the country who are in need of personal protective equipment. Our current supply chain as of right now is stable. However, we also recognize that we need to be very judicious with the use of those supplies. So when it is acceptable to reuse them, such as masks, the CDC has given guidance on the reuse of masks and when it's appropriate. We're following that guidance, and we're trying to keep our supply chain as conservative as we can, because we know that if down the road, which is more expected than not, that there is another surge of patients, that we're going to need those supplies, and they should be used appropriately.
There's been conversation about getting FDA licensure at BMC to use an additional testing machine. What's the status of that process like?
So the one thing you should understand is that as of right now, we are not aware of any FDA approval for any of the localized testing lab facilities. We do have a lab here at Berkshire Medical Center that when it is able to do so and when it has approval, we would purchase the testing equipment. If we don't have the testing equipment, we would need to go through a vendor, and it is the vendor who is looking to get FDA approval. Once that happens, and we're hoping that happens sooner than later, we would be able to certainly expedite testing to make it more available in a very short period of time compared to what it is now. But again, I stress, that's not available right now, and as far as I am aware, the FDA has not yet approved any of those pieces of technology.
Any update on numbers related to quarantine staff or quarantine folks at the hospital?
We initially, as has been reported, had 160 employees who were furloughed due to a potential, and again I stress the word potential, exposure to COVID-19. I am happy to report that as of this Sunday, all but 15 of those will be back to work, and the others will be coming back in the days following that. And we have also contracted with travel employee organizations to supplement our staff, and that is also going very